First of all, Mark, the project here at Weston 3 is, I understand, a new way of doing pollution control. How's this going to help out?
Yeah, you're correct. This is serial number one in the United States of a new innovative technology called REACT, and it controls sulfur dioxide, nitrous oxide, and mercury and other pollutants.
How does this work?
It works by adsorption on what we call an activated coke pellet. So the pollutants are adsorbed onto the pellet.
The REACT technology gives you the ability to actually create something from a byproduct with sulfuric acid. How's that work?
Yeah, the REACT technology collects the SO2 that would be in the flue gas after we burn the coal. And in the process, the REACT collects that SO2 and converts it to sulfuric acid, which will be used as a byproduct, as you mentioned, locally for consumers of sulfuric acid.
And a fairly good amount of that can actually be sold from this.
Yeah, there is a lot of factors that go into how much sulfuric acid is produced, but nominal production would be 2 to 3 truck tankers a day.
And that's a very saleable product with a lot of the industries and the mills around.
Yeah. Sulfuric acid is used in the paper industry and other industries as well that are here locally, so we can benefit our customers, local customers that use sulfuric acid.
This REACT technology, apparently it's been all over Europe, Japan, elsewhere in the world, but this is the first one in North America.
That is correct, yes. It is a proven technology in Japan and in Europe as well. And it's on utility stations in Japan, so we're bringing it to the United States for the first time here at Weston, so it's exciting.
Another good thing is this is going to help make this plant cleaner, more efficient. That's going to be good for the people that already work here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There is 200 employees that work here at the Weston plant, and we needed to find a control technology that is, one, economical, does the job by removing pollutants, and we found that with REACT, and that's beneficial not just to the employees here by keeping their jobs, but it also it helps the community as well with construction jobs, and we're adding as well jobs as part of the REACT for long term, about eight new additional jobs.
Any idea how long the construction project will last and when this will go online?
It's scheduled to go online in 2016, so we're looking at about a 40-month construction period. Starting this year, going 13, 2014 and 15, and then commercial in 2016.
What's the rough size of the building when you get done with the construction project?
The REACT, where the REACT process is held, is a building roughly 60 by 110 stories tall. So it's smaller than structures that we have here on site, but so that's about the size of it. So it's 10 stories, about 60 by 100, which is where all the main equipment is going to be housed.
One of the interesting things from the presentation is that this technology does not use water.
That is correct, and that was one of the reasons why we chose this technology. It's considered a dry technology, so we do not have any water emission points from the REACT process.
Anything you want to add today?
Thank you, Larry.